it should not be done in haphazard manner where it's done in a very short time and we are not able to monitor the results and see the way we are taking as it is being done currently.
Whom do you think benefits from these privatizations, especially in telecom?
That's a wider question, but as far as I'm concerned, if it will be run successfully, if the provision is done successfully, all of us will benefit. The workers will benefit, Kenyans will benefit. But the manner it is which it is being rushed by the government and the so-called donors, we think the interest is that of the donors and not of the Kenyan people.
Well, back to the workers. What benefits or compensation are the workers who are going to lose their employment as a result of privatization? Have you money to negotiate?
We have managed to negotiate a reasonable package, very reasonable package. We have put ourselves in two phases. The first phase first involves the people above the 50 years of age who will get some package from the company and move on to get their pension benefits. I think that's good enough for them because they will get their pension lump sum and be able to get their monthly pensions throughout their life, the rest of their lives. And that depends from officer to officer. There is nothing that is of a fixed figure. But depending on your grades, depending on the years of your day, you will also decide how much you get in terms of package. But yes, they are given a package and they are also given their pension because they have attained 50 years of age. The second phase is yes to start. But when it starts, it will also involve the people below 50 years of age. And we will try as much as possible to make it optional, so that those who want to take the offers will take the offers first. But only in case that we do not have offers, that then the company, of course in conjunction with the union, will have to decide who to leave, but based on the non-core business in telecom Kenya.
Well, you've mentioned that you have managed to get some package for the employees who are above 50 years. Could you be kind enough to us and be very precise and mention what is the package?
I don't know whether it's near necessary for your consumption, but I thought I think the package was good enough. Because, you see, these are issues which can be used for other people's benefits. And they can be used very also and unfairly to deny other people who may want to get better packages just because telecom. So, well, we didn't want to make it a little bit very public. But as we have said, the people who are living at age 50, in addition to their normal pensions, which includes a lump sum payment and the monthly pension for the rest of their lives, they were also given 1 month salary for the remaining years of service to 55. They were also given 3 months salary in lieu of notice. And they were also given 40,000 Kenya shillings, which we termed relocation allowance, so that it enables them to get a matatu or a lorry to take them to their home. I think that's good enough. That's first phase. For the second phase, we assigned that they will be given the 40,000 shillings relocation allowances. They will also be given the 3 months salary in lieu of notice. They will also be given a handshake of 150,000 shillings, pesa ya Kenya, and they will also be given 2.5 months salary for each completed year of service.
For the remaining workers, what benefits do you have for them in order to secure their job security and to continue with their employment?